Welcome to the Pivot Shift Ahead Mastermind. It is two masterminds in one. It's your friend James Shaw. Thank you so much for choosing to join us and hang out with us today. I'm really excited because you get to hear from one of my favorite people who's guest hosting today. It's our friend Bree Vaughn. Bree, take it away.
Good morning, friends. It is Tuesday. I am your guest host today, Bree Vaughn. James likes to say, Bree Vaughn Pittman Vaughn III in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm excited for our chat this morning. And thank you, Julie, for holding me down in the background. I appreciate you. So as I was thinking of what I wanted to talk about today, in a world where things are just can feel and be so chaotic, I am truly, truly grateful for this community and just for the call that our amazing servant leader, James Shaw, had on his life to even bring this community together. And I know that heavy is the head that wears the crown. And it's not often that we get to share our gratitude for our amazing thought leader, James Shaw. And I know he would never do this on his own. And I know that it's recorded, so it will forever be in history on this podcast. So I would love for us to just share our gratitude for James Shaw and his amazing staff, the JDS team that keep this community elevated and functioning like a well-oiled machine. So I want you to get your hands up and let's share some gratitude for James and our amazing JDS team. And I will say I reserve the right, if you get too long-winded, to cut you off because I know that we all want to share and we don't want to make this a dissertation. So I'm excited to get started. Louise, good morning.
Good morning and happy Gratitude Tuesday. And yes, lots to be thankful for, and not the least of which is James Shaw, who I truly believe had no idea that what he started was going to explode the way that it has. And it's been wonderful, and it's introduced me to the friends I didn't know that the friends and the family friends that I didn't know I needed to have. So I appreciate all of you.
I love it. Thank you, Louise, the birthday queen, always keeping us consistently on the birthdays. Thank you. Authorine, good morning.
Hola, my friend. How are you doing, sweetie?
I am grateful. How are you?
Oh, I'm grateful. Thank you. So, yeah, y'all know how I feel about you, right? You know, I love you. I appreciate this call. It has kept so many of us going through difficult times. It has kept the mindset strong no matter what's going on. You know, you have your days and they're long and they're tiresome and you're quitting that day. And then you wake up to this call and you get that boost of energy that says, okay, I can do this again. And so here's what I know in my heart, Bree, and I know you know this too. There are other people who God's called on. And James Shaw said yes. So let's not get it twisted. This is a God movement. He just found somebody who was willing, right? Without even knowing what the playbook would look like 5 years afterwards. So I want to, first of all, give thanks to God who loves us so that he would provide this community for us. I want to thank James for saying yes and for modeling what a servant leader looks like, and thank the staff. And gratitude to all of you guys who show up and just pour into all of us. So thank you, James. Thank you, staff. And thank you, Pivot community. I love you guys, and I'm extremely grateful for you.
Awesome. We love you right back, Authorine. You keep us in line and keep us focused on what our purpose is. So we love you right back. I want to jump around just a little bit because I do see some hands that I don't know that I've heard share lately or at all. Carolyn Lockley, good morning. There you are.
I have to say, I am so grateful for everyone here, but James especially. He puts a voice to the voiceless. He provides a way to give one confidence to move forward. He, again, as a lot of us say, allowed us to become the family that we did not know we needed, put a support team to help hold us up through the times, the bad times, and the just because. I'll keep my emotions in check. If it had not been for his guidance and understanding of how some of us are, some of us would no longer be in this industry. So for that, I appreciate, because if you can't reach out to him, I can say I have been blessed to reach out to multiple people within this community to help put a smile on my face, to help dry up the tears, and to have laughter so hard that your stomach hurts. And for that, I appreciate everything and everyone. Have an amazing morning.
Very well said, and so felt, Carolyn. Like, we literally would not know each other had it not been for our amazing leader, James Shaw. And we see the 5 years show up on our Facebook memory. And I'm like, these are just relationships that he is the common thread for. So thank you so much for that gratitude. All right, Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Bree. So glad to see you here today and everybody. This is such a great time to honor someone that has given so unselfishly, has given so gracefully, has changed so many lives. It's hard to fight back the tears, but I want to just read something about, I read this quote on leadership, that leadership is inspiring others by example, connecting people with purpose and helping them grow personally, professionally, while giving generously along the way. And doesn't that describe James Shaw to the T, that what he is to all of us, for whether it has been, some of you knew, 5 years is a gift. And I just want to say thank you, James and JDS team, for changing lives one at a time and bringing us all to a better place, not only in our careers, but in our family, with each other, and to be a shining light in this world. And thank you so much, James Shaw.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathleen. All right, birthday girl, she gets a skip. She gets a fast pass. So Auntie Donna, happy birthday to you. Come on, what you got to share?
Thank you for that. And just reiterating what a lot of people have said already. I mean, this is an amazing community. James Shaw is the glue that brought us all together, and I am grateful for him. And I am grateful for all of the connections that we've made. I mean, I know it sounds corny, but truly, I feel like you all are family to me. And on a day like today, I mean, you know, if you're new to this group and you haven't had a birthday while you're here, just wait. I mean, my phone is dinging, my phone is ringing, the cards are coming, the celebration, it's glorious. And I appreciate everything that we have here. And I thank you all for, I'm just going to say it, kind of like following the rules to make sure we stay true to the spirit of what this community is about. Everybody is included. Everybody is accepted. We celebrate each other and we hold on to each other when we need to. And I appreciate that. Thank you for celebrating my birthday with me.
Ooh, we love you, Auntie Donna. Thank you so much for that. OG, OG. All right, Uncle Dean, from one OG to the next. Good morning.
Hey, gang. I'm glad you're hosting the call today. Thank you so much for doing that. And man, what can I say? The thing about leaders is they don't do it all, but they bring the right people together. Okay, and that's what's important with the Pivot community. This is indeed a community. Now, James is a great leader. He's actually a nice guy, too. Many of us know him personally from before and from now. He's a magnanimous guy. And there are a lot of people that are leaders or successful, and they're kind of like thoroughbreds. You know, you can't touch them. But James is also a person. He's a real human being, and he really cares about us, cares about his family so much. And he's brought the right people together. You know, we have a great leader and we have great people. And I'm so grateful for all of that. So thanks for the opportunity to share with me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Uncle Dean. All right. We got 15 minutes and probably over 15 hands. So I'd love to be able to make sure we get everyone in. So I'll say lightning-ish round if you can get on through this so we can make sure everyone is heard. So good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I love that. I mean, the hundreds of people that are on here, we all have our different perspectives of this wonderful group. I mean, mine was, I was on this whole thing from the first week. I was able to be on that week and committed already to another training. And, you know, life brings you back to something. And I'm so thankful to come back to this. It all started out from a really tragic thing that we were all in the midst of. And James stepped up to make a place where everybody could come. And I am so appreciative of all the people who don't hold their cards close. They go, "Oh, you need this here." And it's just been so beautiful, and it's made such a difference in my business, but especially in my life. And even going like to events, I see people and I feel like I'm meeting famous people. I see them every day, and you go, "Oh my gosh, they really do have a body. They're not just a head." So it's really fun.
Awesome. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate you. Ira, you're a good man. Good morning.
Well, thank you so much, and good morning, everybody. And James, what you created here was out of need because you had to fill a void. You have no idea what you've done. You've created this amazing family, and this is part of my morning ritual. I cannot miss this. You've assembled a team of amazing people, and everyone in the Hollywood Squares here have become true family. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart and love you in the most appropriate way. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ira. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, everyone. I don't know. I can't say enough about James, and I don't want to have allergies. So I love James. It's funny. I just finished Ted Lasso and I sent him the cup, Believe, because the whole time I watched it, I thought of him. And I certainly can't think of James without thinking of Nadine and Julia. I just saw their video. And you guys, my whole morning, my whole life has changed. This is my life. So I love everyone. I'm so glad we all met. And it's an endless, eternal thank you for James. Love you.
Awesome. We love you, Marilyn. Barb Whitney, my dance partner. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh my gosh. As we all know, we have so much gratitude towards James and his team. And I also want to send out some gratitude to Terry and Naomi for sharing James with us. He gives up so much of his time, and it's been amazing to watch Naomi grow. Like, oh my gosh, she was so little when we first met her. So also a gratitude out to that family because we have become family. I'm losing more of my family and it's not great, but I have this family to back me up. So I love you all.
Yes, thank you, Barb, and thanks for that reminder of the family that holds him up, his actual family, and we us barring him every single morning for the past 5 years from 7:30 to 8:20. So absolutely gratitude for that. Thank you. Mary Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Bree. Good morning, everyone. James, I just don't even know what to say other than you and your family, the Shaw family. We love you so much. We are so grateful. And you're our Safety Harbor family. I lost both of my parents who lived in Safety Harbor, and James and his family have taken us all in. And I just love and adore. There's just not more I can say than to Naomi and Terry and James, how much we love you as our family, and we are so grateful.
Love it. Thank you so much, Mary Ellen. My salsa partner, Maria, good morning.
Good morning, beautiful. Oh man, this community and James, I'm gonna try not to cry, but you know, I came to this community, didn't talk for the first couple years. And part of it was from grief because I had just lost my dad. I had gotten to the point where I didn't think I could be a leader anymore for my team. And silently, James and this community filled my cup every day and helped me go out there and continue during one of the darkest moments of my life. So I love you, James. Thank you for following your feeling. Thank you for making me better every day. This community, the friends that I have made are just lifelong. And I love you all. And James, of course, we love you.
Oh, anybody cut some onions around here? Thank you so much for that share, Maria. It definitely has been a lighthouse call and community. So thank you for that. We love you. Adriana, good morning.
Good morning, buenos dias. Well, some of you remember, and I will never forget Jessica Starr's words that said, "When you when I first met you, you wouldn't even look at me in the eye." When I got to this community, I was in pieces, and I needed to rebuild. And James Shaw was ex oh my gosh, James Shaw was exactly what I needed because he was able to look past race, gender, labels, language. And he's able to look at us, and instead of saying, oh, this is where she's at, he's able to see, okay, this is where she could actually be. And she can see the potential in all of us. So I love him, and he is so dearly loved in my family for everything he's done to us.
Love that. Thank you, Adriana. And if you are just joining us, James is perfectly okay. We are just giving much due gratitude to the amazing servant leader that he is for starting this community and giving him his flowers today. So, Frank, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, James started out with something that was supposed to be very short-lived. As it grew, James pushed us all, added staff to help to increase what he could do for us, and continues to push us all. And with the greatest amount of love and vision, so we could all be better. And he's just a great leader.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Frank. Yvonne, good morning.
Good morning, Bree. Good morning, everybody else. Well, I consider you guys all my cousins at this point. James, I've met through Bold, through Family Reunion. And there are many groups out there, but there's only one James Shaw. Because of his sense of humor, he's very witty. Everything that he does, everything that he's, you know, envisioned for this group, to watch it every morning, basically, we all decide to wake up, follow up, and do what we're supposed to do, get inspired. I can't say thank you enough. So this is part of my morning, part of my ritual, just like it is for everybody else. So James, thank you so much. Staff, thank you so much. Everybody else, all my cousins, thank you so much. Keep striving to be better agents, better people also.
All right. Thank you, cousin. Cheryl, good morning.
So, I mean, this, Bree, thank you for doing this. This is so great. I joined this group about 3.5 years ago when I had just started, well, I just quit my team. And I was petrified. Had I done the right thing? Was I in the right field? I was scared to death that I had made all the wrong decisions after 30 years of being in another industry. And when I got on this call, it was like home. All of the people, when I started meeting people at the events, it became the family I never knew. Like I said, I know everybody said it, never knew I needed. And it has just it has just made my morning every morning. And I have people every day say to me, you get up at 4:30 every morning to be on this call? And I was like, heck yeah, because if I don't, I feel like a hole is missing in my heart. And I just want to thank James, his entire crew, who are just amazing, the Shaw family, and all of you, because, you know, after changing careers after 30 years, and I don't want to cry, it was so scary and hard, and you guys have made me know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing every day, and I look forward to hearing and seeing your smiling faces every morning. So thank you, everybody, and you are my family, and the fact that we went to Disneyland, James is magic, and so thank you, and I love you guys.
Thank you, Cheryl. We love you, and it's 4:53 over there?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, God bless you. Thank you so much. Ginger Bennett, good morning.
Good morning. Have to find that pesky little mute button. I just want to say that I don't speak very much in the morning. I'm a little slower in the morning. And by the time I raise my hand, usually there's like 700 people. And but I want everybody to know that I listen to you guys faithfully. I take away so much from this group. I cannot even begin to express how much we are grateful to James for not just putting this together, but keeping us together and somehow always knowing what we're feeling. So about the time I'm feeling burned out, James comes along with a burnout class. About the time I'm feeling like I don't know what I should do with this particular subject, here comes James and his team again. So it's just been an amazing thing, and I would not miss it for the world. I am on here every day, and I appreciate every single person who always is sharing their information, helping each of us lift up to be better people. And just, I can't tell you how grateful I am to our whole entire community. Thank you, James. thank you, Bree, for always stepping in along with the other speakers that do as well. So my heart is out to each and every one of you every single day.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ginger. All right, we got 5 minutes and 1,500 hands up, and I love this display of love. James is fine, folks. There's never an excuse needed to show gratitude, especially for someone that has moved mountains for this community. So we are giving James Shaw his much due gratitude today. We'll do lightning round so we can get as many in. You got 10 seconds or less to share your gratitude for James so we can continue on. All right, we're gonna move on to Telly. Good morning.
Morning, Bree. Always good to see you. Donna, happy birthday. May this be one of the best years of your life for you. But the biggest thing I will say about James Shaw is it is the inspiration. Go put in your perspiration. Everything everybody has said is 110% true. But it also is that opportunity to show everyone that you can be, do, and have, and to go over these wonderful, wonderful teachings and to share and to get so many nuggets from so many amazing people. So I'll let someone else go. But thank you, Bree, as always.
Thank you, Telly. I appreciate that. Jean Marie, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
What you got? Good morning.
Thank you, James. Good morning, Bree. Thank you, James, for filling the void, for saying yes to your inner voice, for honoring realtors for who we are, for honoring the breadth and depth of humans serving humans, for modeling what it looks like to grow into your God-given talents, and for showing us how to grow a profitable business.
Oh, that's almost like you did that. That sounds very well crafted and written.
I had, Bree, I had to write it while everybody was talking so I could collect my thoughts. There we go.
Very well said. I'd love to see that in the chat, if you will, please. I'm happy grateful for you. All right. Talking about love is George Freelove. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. James really reminds me of Gary Keller, that he pours into us daily as real estate agents. And as people, as individuals, you know, not only to grow our businesses, but to meet literally hundreds of new friends that we never know that we had before. So he really pours into us on a daily basis like no one ever has.
Wonderful. Thank you, George Freelove. Janet Raby-Meyer, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, Jean Marie just said so many of the things I wanted to say. Probably all of us. So I'm just going to say, I'm grateful I know Jean Marie. I'm grateful I know what Gratitude Tuesday is and that I get to celebrate it every week because I know you. And so I'm so grateful that my favorite bold coach who made me laugh, being a servant leader and teaching us all how to do it. And aren't we all glad that in November of 2020, he came back, right? Thank you.
Thank you, Jean Marie. All right, Only Orly, good morning.
I am not only grateful for James, but for all of you. He has leveled the playing field. I was used to being around top agents, sometimes large egos. There's no ego here. Everyone has wisdom within them. We learn from every single person here, whether you're in the business for 6 months or 60 years. So thank you for creating this platform with the amazing staff that he has behind him to give us all a voice and share our wisdom with each other. I know I can knock on any one of your doors and you would let me in with open arms, and as I will you. So that's what he's created, and I love him for it, and I love you guys.
Thank you so much. We love you, Orly. This community would not be where it is either without your insight, so we appreciate you. All right, last one quickly, Don Tender, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Gosh, James cracks me up, and he, you know, his sense of humor every day, I'm just giggling over here all the time, but James has impacted my life and has brought this group together. All of y'all are my friends. You're welcome to my home anytime too. And I love this group. My career and my personal life wouldn't be where it is today if it wasn't for this group. So thank you.
Thank you, Dawn. And for those that have their hands raised, please type in the chat so we can make sure we capture that gratitude. I am forever grateful and indebted to you, James Shaw, for being the amazing thought leader that you are, for that one day 5 years ago that you asked me to guest host this pivot call for you and totally had never done anything to this magnitude. I'm grateful for those platforms and those runways that you have put before us to create and to just groom and to build leaders in a community where we may not be seen in other communities or in other spaces. I'm grateful for the lighthouse that you are to us and so many, and that may your legacy always just shine. So thank you all so much for sharing that gratitude for our amazing leader, James. I hope you hear this. And on those days that may feel like, oh, what is this? What's going on? That feel heavy, that you have this call forever to lean back to. So thank y'all for sharing that gratitude. All right. Good morning. Good morning. I am your guest host today, Bree Vaughn, right here from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm excited to talk about our topic today. But before we get started, I want to get some, hang on one second. Tell me something good's in. And I think I see Raj. Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm in Keller in Northern Jersey. So for the last 4 years, I've been invited to sponsor my town's annual dog pool party. So what they do is they close down it's coordinated with the dog park, and the dog park is in honor of the 9/11 rescue dogs. So we had it yesterday, and we had about 80 dog families splashing around in the kiddie pool. So I ran a raffle, gave away goodie bags. So it was, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. So that was great. So now I'm going to call the people who attended and signed up to let the winners know that they won. And not everybody, you know, everybody wins. And the dogs definitely had a great time. So thank you.
Oh, such fun. Congratulations on a successful event, Roger. Thanks for sharing that. Sheena, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bree. You look beautiful as always. So my good news is I just came back from Jamaica. And listen, I can't stop listening. It's my second time. Jamaica's my first home, I call it, because I just love it there. And I'm just grateful for this group because, let me tell you something. Back in 2022, I was let go off a team because they were going to another brokerage, and I chose to stay with KW. And this group is the one that inspired me, that kept me on my calls, got me out of my depression, because I have to be around like-minded people. And just to jump on a Zoom was like amazing. And I was thinking to myself when it first presented to me, like, I'm not going to be able to touch, feel, you know, but I could feel it through the screen. So I love you guys. I can't wait to see y'all in London. I'm praying I see you over in Clearwater, but whatever God's will is, it will be.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Sheena. Somebody said, did you behave yourself? And I know if I know you, like, I know you.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
That's a negative, but no, so glad you had a good time getting away with that Life by Design in Jamaica, man. And we'll sneak two more in quickly. Brianne, good morning.
Good morning from Boca Raton. I was doing my numbers yesterday and realized that I am up 60% from where I was at this point last year, which I absolutely attribute to joining this group and being on these calls. And, you know, I didn't get to say what I appreciated from James. I appreciate that he doesn't let me just get away with excuses, that he holds my feet to the fire. And I've always appreciated that about him and other people in this group. So I'm really excited that my business is going in the right direction this year.
Absolutely. Congratulations on that growth and continued success in that. And yes, on the pre-show, we were just love bombing on our thoughtful thought leader, servant leader, James Shaw, for creating and just being such an amazing leader to us all and helping us grow and see massive results through our business. So thank you all for the shares. We are going to be on page 300 and 301 in the MREA. So I'll give you just 3 seconds to grab your book if you want to follow along. And just as we have been on this call for 5 years, and this call ranges in production from zero to in production to millionaire real estate agents. And I understand sometimes we talk about accountability and it comes through in a way that's like, oh, nobody's going to run and raise their hand and say, I want to be held accountable. I need accountability in my world. And especially as new agents, we try to navigate kind of what does that look like? And I wanted to just spend some time to talk about that today. So on page 300 in the MREA, our founder, Gary Keller, says, make no mistake, you cannot effectively do this business alone. You must involve someone else to hold you accountable. Some people may be more disciplined or have greater focus, but no one can successfully and continually hold themselves accountable. existentialist philosopher and playwright Jean-Paul Sartre, in his masterful play, No Exit, shows how hard it is to discover the truth. You see, our perceptions of our own actions are forever colored by our intentions. And others see only our actions without the benefit of knowing what we really intended. The truth, of course, lies somewhere in between. Having an outside perspective helps strip away the excuses so you can see your actions and results in a very honest, unblinking manner. It takes another person or a group of people to hold you accountable and get you refocused. That is why nearly all high achievers have coaches and consultants. Even the best of the best, Mia Hamm, Tiger Woods, Marion Jones, and Michael Jordan, all have a coach or coaches to keep them focused and on track to their big goals. Accountability is the relationship of choice for champions. So having been a team leader, having been a productivity coach, I understand the meaning and importance of having a coach and being in that partnership. So I'm just curious, what does accountability look like in your world? Who is holding you accountable to your big goals? And how has that helped your business? So let's get it started. Uncle Dean, good morning.
Hey, accountability is where the magic happens. There's one of my early mentors said that. I never will forget that. In fact, it's one of my daily affirmations. Thanks so much for the opportunity to share. You know, if you can't use an accountability partner as a sounding board for what you're doing, it's kind of like, you know, driving out west without a map. You have nothing to measure yourself against to see if you're successful or just basically drifting. We all have to have accountability. I've had a MAPS coach for many years. I got a great one. Jason Massengale, nice guy, great coach. And you have your own accountability partners within your own life, your spouse, right? Your parents. You got to be accountable. If you don't have anybody to bounce what you've done against, you don't know where you're going. You'll end up drifting. Thanks for letting me share that, Greg.
Thank you. And you said you have an accountability coach in the way of your MAPS coach, Jason?
Yes. Yes, Jason, great guy. And I've had, awesome. You know, I've had MAPS coaches for a long, long time.
Awesome. Thank you so much, you. Uncle Dean.
My pleasure.
All right, it's the birthday girl, Auntie Donna. Good morning. What does accountability look like in your world?
So, you know, it's interesting. First, let me just say that I was frantically looking for my MREA. It's not here on my desk. But when you started reading, I realized I didn't know I didn't need it because I've read this page so many times. The words were like, oh, yeah, you know that. You know that. And so, you know, the people who show up here every day, I'm sure they have all kinds of accountability in their life. But the people who are new to showing up here, this could be your first step to accountability. Use this group before, until you get your coach, until you reach out to somebody and say, let's talk twice a week, until you do all those things, just show up here. It will challenge you. It'll challenge your ideas, the things in your head. You'll be, well, wait a minute. You know, Irene does it a little differently, or Bree just said, whatever. Let me think about it. Lainey Lane does something different. And all of a sudden, all the people in these little squares start to become part of your accountability. That's what I just want to say. You don't have, please get a coach, do all those things. But until you do, support it with this group.
Yes, great reminder and share. It's this group, we're here Monday through Friday for 5 years consistently. From 7:30 a.m. until 8:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we talked about this morning, the community that we've built, the friendships, the accountability partners that we've got. So if you don't have the resources or the means from a coaching standpoint, as Auntie Donna said, lean into this community. There, I'm sure there's someone that's like, hey, are you showing up for Lead Gen today? Let's be accountable to each other and to our businesses. So thank you for that reminder, Auntie Donna. Jolie, good morning.
Good morning. I was typing in the chat and I couldn't find the mute button. Anyways, coaching. Obviously, it's my thing. I love it. I have a MAPS coach, and I'm also accountable to my family. Holds me accountable, especially my 13-year-old daughter. She is very good about holding me accountable and doing the things that I need to do when I need to do them and holding me accountable and putting my phone down, which is something that I think a lot of us need help with, myself leading the pack. So yeah, it's all about being in conversation, being in accountability all the things, just to have that extra ear to bounce ideas off of is incredible. And I mean, I meet with my MAPS coach 3 times a week because we have group coaching and one-on-one and script practice and all kinds of things. And knowing that I have that on my calendar really helps me set myself up for success in whatever I have to do. So, yeah.
No, thank you for that. And it's a blueprint, right? It allows for you to have something. It's just not this piece of paper that you write on and tuck in your notebook somewhere. It's something that you live and execute on daily. So thank you so much for that, Jolie. Lainey, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Bree, for holding down the fort. You are the best, Bree Von Pittman Von III, my favorite. Oh, gosh. So I did not want to do coaching. I'm like, I am not spending any extra money. I am not doing it. And Jack's coach, I met with him when I first came on, and I really liked what he had to say, but he was very expensive. And I'm like, I'm still not doing it. So I used this group as accountability. I have a lot of friends through this group. So we've done accountability. I did the accountability call, you know, the lead gen call and all of that. And then after a few years, I'm like, you know what, let me go back and look and talk to Michael. So I did do that. And he is now my coach. He's been my coach for about 8 months. This guy has changed my world. He's not like, I want you to make 500 phone calls, 16 this, 25 that, but, he coaches from the inside out. And that is that's powerful for me, coaching from the inside out. And it's also been a mind shift, because if I'm going to a networking group, which I have a couple of them that I go to, and then going out into the community, he's like, Lainey, that is lead gen. Like, because you're talking to people, that is lead gen. So because you're not sitting at your desk for 3 hours, blah, 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 it's very hard for me to turn that off, because it's like, you got to do the 3 hours. You got to sit, you got to make calls. You got to do this to get into that different mindset that today I'm not going to sit at the computer or sit whatever and make those calls, but I'm actually talking to groups of people, this person, that person, you know, all of these things. And that was a hard nut to crack, but coaching's changed my world. I mean, he sees more growth in me than I do, which is kind of par for the course with everything else. But, you know, this group has completely changed my world. James has completely changed my world. He's taught us to become better, bolder, braver. And that's, we're so freaking lucky, you know, that we're bolder, better, and braver in this group. Like, I have Donna Gilbert on my side. Come on. I got Star on my side. Come on, Mignon. I got all these people on my side. How can I not succeed?
That part. Thank you, Lainey Lane. And that is so true. Like, a great coach, it helps you, as John Acuff says, like, when we're inside of that jar of what's going on in our world, having someone on the outside that sees us in a way that we may not be able to see ourselves, that can meet us where we are and lift us up to where we need to be to break through that next ceiling of achievement. Because we all do it. We dip from being purposeful to entrepreneurial, and we just need that person sometimes to give us that breakthrough to that next level. And it's been awesome to see that growth and that leveling up with you, Lainey. So thank you so much.
Can I say one more quick thing?
Quickly.
How in the world would I be in a group of 1,000 people and get to meet T.I.'s high school girlfriend?
Oh my gosh, if you know, you know. Thank you, Lainey. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. So I have the Super 7. And what happened was, earlier this year, I put something out saying, hey, I'm looking for a group to meet with for accountability. And Jenny Hayes did the same thing, and she reached out to me. And we started as the Fabulous 5, and now we're the Super 7, and we meet on Zoom every Thursday at noon, and we use the Inspire checklist in order to talk about it. We talk about our wins for the week, our struggles for the week, and we do it every week inside and out. And I love my group.
I love it. And what's the name of it? I saw it in the chat.
Super 7.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, when you say 7, I believe it comes from the book, The 12-Week Year, but it says your chances of success are 7 times greater when you employ peer support. So that's just proof right there of, you know, continue that. I love it. Super seven. So thanks for that, Sherry Kelly. You don't have to be a star, baby, to be on this show, but we do have Jessica Starr. Good morning.
Good morning. I was like, Kelly took my thing. literally, I was just going to say, find your own little tribe, find your own little community where you can hold each other accountable. That's really such a big deal. And honestly, like, you guys just very basically be held accountable to your own goals. Your goals could be paying off your bills and getting out of debt. Like, start there. Why would you want to be in debt? Number one, you don't. And if that is over your head, it's crushing. So just start by climbing out of the hole. Number one, because we can talk about all the goals we want, but if you have debt, it's hard to hit that goal if you're like still trying to climb out of that hole. Get out of the hole, number one. Number two, you get to hit those goals once you have all of that behind you because you're free. Once you have the freedom, you can keep climbing. And then it's just like, oh my gosh, nothing is in my way. And if you have those people that keep lifting you up, keep supporting you and keep inspiring you, because some days you're going to have bad days. Mel Robbins had a really phenomenal podcast. And of course, my notebook is across the room right now, so I can't get it, but I'm going to share it with you later this week. So she had this phenomenal podcast with one of the founders of the Jeans, that's Good American. And she was phenomenal. And she's on that podcast saying how she is dyslexic like me and probably has ADHD like me, and says how she has broken her life into thirds, how a third of the time your life is phenomenal, a third of the time it's mediocre, and a third of the time it's pretty crappy. But you know what? You have to celebrate the thirds of your life. And so a third of your time, your budget is probably in the toilet and you have a lot of debt. And a third of the time you're doing all right. And the other third, you're doing phenomenal. Guess what? Your business is going to be the same. Your goals are going to be the same. So make sure you actually start breaking down your goals in small incremental chunks that are attainable. Because if you only shoot for the moon and you keep missing, sometimes it's going to feel pretty crappy in that third, right? So start focusing on small incremental goals that you can hit. And each time you check one of those off, well, guess what? You get into that mediocre level a lot faster. And then you start hitting that higher end even faster than that. So it's like, oh my gosh, your energy just keeps filling up a lot faster. And surround yourself with people that recognize when you're starting to hit those small milestones for you and cheerlead you on along the way. By the way, be the cup filler for other people too. And your cup gets filled a whole lot faster.
100%. Thank you for that, Jess. And what I heard was, especially with the bills, if we can tackle those, then we're not responding or we're not being coached from a place of scarcity, but we're being coached from a place of abundance.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes as coaches, it, you know, it's not a conversation of, hey, who did you talk to today? When, if we're not in that right mindset, if we got family stuff going on, if we're working through just, you know, our own kind of emergencies or hurt or whatever the case could be, sometimes they have to meet us where they, where we are, but still bring us out of that mindset of scarcity. So the things that we can control, like our bills and like just those little small things, help to avail our mindset and open us up to the coaching and being held accountable.
Well, Bree, how many times do we have a coach and we want to tell them our goal is to sell 100 units this year and our goal is to have $100,000 in a bank account or whatever that number is, right?
Right.
But we forget to tell them, oh, I'm $25,000 in debt here and I can't pay this bill right now, or I can't do this and I wasn't able to take a vacation this year. Mm-hmm. We forget all those other things because we're just showing them the big, shiny, happy things, that happy third, right? Because people only want to see that highlight reel and they forget the ugly stuff that we forget to tell them. But I've always found when I coach people that if I can make them happy at home, they're going to work a hell of a lot harder for me when they're happy at home and they get all that stuff at home taken care of. And they're going to be way more successful over here because they're able to take those vacations. They're able to not go home and be stressed that they can't pay their bills or they can't put food on their table or they can't go out to dinner when they want. Right. So tell your coach the ugly things, the things that you don't want to uncover, and lift that little rock in the creepy crawlies crawl out. Tell them about the creepy crawlies. I'm telling you, you're going to have a much better life and you're going to hit way more of those goals a lot faster.
Absolutely. Thank you for that amazing, amazing share, Jess. And it's one of the beautiful things about coaching is they allow us to get from behind those hiding places and come out and just be vulnerable to change and to growth. And we have to be real with that. Last one. Let's see, Mignon, really quickly. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I actually did a little bit of a podcast on this the other day about your mindset around accountability. It's not exactly what we think, and everybody actually hit it today, which was awesome. Really, we have to be choose making a choice to be accountable to ourselves first, then to others, and then to the results. And whenever we're able to work with a coach and have an amazing experience, yes, we all want to have metrics that we can measure. But whenever we choose to be coachable, show up with our information provided to our coach early. That way, whenever there is something in life that has thrown us sideways, we can just go straight into that. So just, be the inspiration inside. Start with yourself.
Absolutely. I love it. So you see, folks, accountability comes in all shapes and forms. One of my most favorite folks, also a bold coach, Regina Polk, she told me once that accountability is caring. And if you see it as such, and not as someone just shaking a ruler at you and saying, you didn't do this, you said you were going to do this, but it's a real partnership. It's a real relationship. You know, I'm grateful for the coaches in my world that have shown up, and I've been in the business for 8 years. And just to shout them out, of Mark Ramsey, Tammy Junkst, my MAPS coach, Tammy Richard, Loredana Geet, John Sprague, and James Shaw. These are all coaches at heart and people that have leaned into not only myself, to people throughout this company. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for their partnerships. I'm grateful for them seeing me beyond, and that partnership that allows coaches to see us beyond our excuses and pushes us towards execution. So if you are looking for that type of partnership, that type of accountability in your world, I would definitely recommend, you know, leaning into your market center if there is a productivity coach. The structures are all different, but at least tapping in to see what is available to you if you are hitting your head at the ceiling of your achievement and you feel like there's more, but you just can't break through it. It might be time to add some accountability into your world. And if you are looking for an accountability partner, there's plenty of people in this community that are growth-minded. We don't show up at 7:30 a.m. every single morning just because we have nothing else to do. We are growth-minded, driven individuals on this call. So I'm sure there's someone just like you that's looking to grow their business and to move past that next level and to just be a better person, right? So lean into that, lean into accountability, run towards it, not away from it, and find you a coach. We want to make sure that we're all rising because no one succeeds alone. I trust that you have found value in the call today. You have got your inspiration. Now, by golly, get off of this call and go put in some inspiration, some perspiration. Have an amazing day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bree, for hosting. I so appreciate you. You know, all of you can connect with Pivot Shift Ahead. You got a couple of ways to do it. You can jump into the Facebook group. Just search Pivot Shift Ahead on Facebook and you'll find us. Of course, you can go to jamesdshaw.com to get the recordings of our Wednesday webinars and keep listening to the podcast on a daily basis. And then finally, you can connect with us at James D. Shaw on Instagram. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. You got your inspiration. Go put in the perspiration. Bye-bye.